These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 26th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be sunny, with a high near 63 and light winds. Tonight we'll see patchy fog after 10 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly clear with a low around 38. In local news, Craig Teixeira, the chef behind Sacramento's Benchoiki restaurant, has been named a semi-finalist for one of the nation's most prestigious culinary awards. The James Beard Awards are out and Teixeira is among the semi-finalists for Best Chef, California. Teixeira is Sacramento's lone semi-finalist in the field. Finalists will be announced March 23rd. The winner's gala will be June 5th in Chicago. Benchoiki's cuisine, its website explains, is based on a style of Japanese cooking called sumiyaki. Sumi or bincho is Japanese for charcoal, yaki translates to grill. Seated in the heart of what once was Sacramento's Japantown, Benchoiki is Teixeira's take on Japanese izakaya barbecue dining with its focus on grilled meats and small plates. It has turned heads and drawn a loyal and growing following since its 2016 opening on 10th and W Streets. Last year, Benchoiki was named among the Sacramento Bee's top 50 restaurants and its top 5 dining destinations in downtown Sacramento. In housing news, throughout the most brutal months of the COVID-19 pandemic, Sacramentans looking to rent an apartment or single-family home were confronted with one of the toughest markets in the nation. The typical rent in the region increased by a remarkable 19.5% in 2021, the fifth highest spike among the nation's 50 largest metropolitan areas. After years of relative affordability, the rents in Sacramento suddenly were in the same range as those paid in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Phoenix, and Nashville, Tennessee. This year could bring a complete reversal in the rental market. Mark Ayer, a relatively new real estate data analysis firm, reported this week that the Sacramento region is projected to see the smallest rent increases among the nation's 100 largest metro areas. The company said rents in multifamily complexes will likely remain essentially flat in 2023, making the region the only one in the country not projected to see an increase. Other research firms have come to similar conclusions. Apartment List, a national rental listing and analysis company, recently found that rents in Sacramento dropped 2% over the past 12 months, tied for the second steepest decrease in the nation. Rent.com said rents in Sacramento had increased overall in 2022, but had started to fall at the end of the year. In California news, a state lawmaker has reintroduced a bill, dubbed the California Mandela Act, to restrict the use of solitary confinement by jails and prisons. Assembly Bill 280, by Democratic Assemblyman Chris Holden of Pasadena, would limit confinement to no more than 15 consecutive days. It would prohibit placing anyone who is pregnant, has a physical or mental disability, or who is younger than 26 or older than 59 into solitary confinement. Those held in solitary confinement were 78% more likely to die by suicide within a year of their release, compared to those not similarly isolated, according to a 2019 study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Nor does solitary confinement make prisons safer, according to a 2020 study published in Criminology. It found that prisoners held in solitary were 5% to 7.5% more likely to be convicted of a new crime after their release. Last fall, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a similar bill by Holden, AB 2632. Though he vetoed the legislation, Newsom said he was directing the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation to develop regulations to limit the use of solitary confinement to certain situations. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.